USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a suicide attack last week that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan, for which Taliban leaders claimed responsibility, the president cancels what were to be secret talks with Taliban leaders at Camp David yesterday. Republican U.S. Senator of Wyoming John Barrasso says he made the right call.
He showed a lot of backbone. He has the right instincts and the right judgment on canceling the talks with the Taliban. They practice terror while they claim to be negotiating.
Still, President Trump is also getting a lot of criticism from lawmakers, including many Republicans, about having planned to hold the talks at Camp David. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeting that Camp David is where American leaders gathered to plan the response to Al-Qaeda, which was supported by the Taliban after 9/11, and no Taliban leader should ever be allowed there. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Pennsylvania couple is facing charges for allegedly going on a spending spree after a bank mistake left six figures in their account. A teller at BB&T accidentally put $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' bank account back in May. Rather than notify the bank about the mistake, police say the couple spent most of the money in just a matter of weeks. A key Republican U.S. senator wants President Trump to show his cards when it comes to what he'd approve when it comes to gun reform. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri saying,
"We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do."
Blunt was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will only call bills to the floor for a vote that he knows the president will sign. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Here's the top movies at the box office over the weekend. Coming in at number one, It, Chapter 2, at $91 million. Angel Has Fallen drops down to number two with $6 million. The Good Boys is at number three with $5.4 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number four with $4 million. Number five, The Overcomer at $3.8 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number 6 with $3.7 million. The Peanut Butter Falcon is at number 7 with $2.3 million. Tying it, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number 8, $2.3 million. At number 9, Ready or Not, bringing in $2.2 million. And Dora and the Lost City of Gold at number 10 with $2.1 million. A former Republican governor of South Carolina is entering the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mark Sanford making his announcement on Fox News Sunday, saying he will challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination. He's the third Republican to throw his hat in the ring, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Sanford says he decided to run because, quote, "we need to have a conversation on what it means to be Republican," saying, "as a Republican Party, we have lost our way." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.